Hey everyone, Nikki Clark here from Trust Your Journey. Today I'm going to talk about life. So life doesn't happen to you, it actually happens for you. This has been surfacing so much recently, I guess especially since we're living in unprecedented times. We tend to play the victim role, feeling like life is dealing us a blow. Now, yes, perhaps it is for some, but guys, life happens for us, not to us. The reality is we get to choose how we want to show up in life. It's that simple. Okay, so let me put it to you another way. Imagine a river flowing and the water constantly flowing is life. You're sitting on the banks watching life flowing on by effortlessly. You decide, I'm going to jump in. Join the stream and you're going along nicely with the flow, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, a tree branch charges up behind you. The water then becomes murky and yucky stuff starts coming at you and surrounding you. What do you do? Do you stay put in the flow and allow the branch to hit you? Do you allow the yucky stuff in the water to get on you and stick to you? Or do you grab onto the branch and allow it to carry you to safety, using it like a flotation device, being thankful that you have been able to use it perhaps to save you from other things coming up behind you? If you've grabbed the branch, guys, then you've taken control of your situation, used it to your advantage, and accepted that perhaps there is nothing you could have done to prevent the branch from getting into the river in the first place. Life happens for you. You decide how you want to take advantage of your situation. So exactly how do we take what we have and use it to our advantage? First, you have to identify what is working and not working in your life. A pros and cons list is actually needed in the areas that are not working. The what's not working part of your life is the tree branch, so to speak. You get to decide what parts you'll keep until you do not need that branch anymore. Second, when you have decided, you need to take action. You need to release what you no longer need. Maybe it's a job, maybe it's a partner, who knows? Guys, you gotta find your voice and speak up for yourself. Honor yourself that perhaps the branch that you've been holding on to is no longer sturdy and that you need support and guidance to help you to stand up on your own. So I know I've been using a lot of metaphors here, but I think you get the idea that life is flowing whether we like it or not, and we have no control on what is going to be sent our way. Guys, the only control we have is how we're going to react, how we're going to view, how are we going to show up in our lives, as we are only responsible for ourselves. Of recent, I know that life has thrown us some really, really hard balls. But, you know, with support, guidance, and resilience, you can show up the way you want, rather than the way you think you should. Boy, with support, anything is possible. Actually, with support, everything is possible. So I'd love to hear from you. What are you grappling with? What do you need support in? What are your tree branches, so to speak? Thanks for tuning in. Until next week.